The Hawaii state government is now testing facial recognition technology at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport as a way to screen travelers for signs of illness. The move has raised concerns among civil rights watchdogs. In a letter sent to state officials yesterday, the ACLU of Hawaii says it has serious privacy and civil rights concerns over the planned use of facial recognition cameras. Five companies are currently demonstrating the potential of thermal sensors and cameras to identify travelers who may have COVID-19. But Mateo Caballero with the ACLU of Hawaii says the program potentially violates the state constitution's right to privacy.
By having a camera at the airport that essentially is following your every step, it is violating the right to privacy. And what the Hawaii Constitution requires is that the government, if it's going to go that step of potentially intruding on your privacy, that the government has to show that it's doing so using narrow means tailored to a compelling government interest.
Caballero contends they have not. As far back as early May, officials with the CDC have said thermal screening at airports will not be effective due to the presence of asymptomatic carriers and those with mild symptoms. State officials have voiced similar concerns. Caballero says the ACLU understands the need to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but the wide scope of facial recognition, combined with the lack of demonstrated effectiveness, does not provide sufficient justification to violate a constitutional right.
These types of efforts should follow what public health officials are telling us. And here you have the CDC essentially saying screening people for high temperature is not the way to go.
He says the ACLU would rather see a more targeted approach consisting of in-person screening and testing. The current facial recognition demonstration project is scheduled to conclude on Friday. The Department of Transportation has said it hopes to award a contract within a week, with thermal scanners in place at airports around the state by mid-July and facial recognition cameras in operation by December. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.